Burna Boy. Well,
what's that sound?
All right, that's better.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's better, better. It's 9 minutes past out of ten. Burna Boy, thanks for that piece of music. Giddim. I'm sure a lot of people will look at that and say, what is he talking about? Giddim. Well, it's supposed to be give them, right? Give them, which represents, what do you call it? It represents the expression you give when you think that you're killing it. How do I explain killing it, Sue? the expression you give when you know that you are doing something right. Like we come on the radio every day. We hope to give you, you know, kill it each and every day. And here's the thing about killing it. You cannot kill it without you. We cannot kill it without you. And I'm talking about each and every one of you listening to the sounds of our voices this beautiful morning. So we say welcome, welcome indeed to another episode of What's Up Lagos with the Techers. She's Andrea Odobi Deke.
And he is Collins. Teke.
I think I should say that Teke again.
Teke.
Uh-huh. That's more like it.
Good morning, Lagos. How are you doing this morning? It's 10 past 10, and today is the 7th day of December 2021. It's a Tuesday. We're still very much in the fresh start of the week. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that the rest of the week will be as fruitful as we all have imagined. How are you? We're hoping that you woke up on the bright side. We hope that you're awake and alive and ready to smash all those, your goals that you have set out for today.
That's right.
Right. So What's Up Lagos starts right now. The first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos. You know how we do it. If you do not know, probably your first time tuning in on the show, the feel of Lagos is basically getting to feel the atmosphere. What is going on around your area? The situation report, if you like, or the atmospheric condition. Also, how you are feeling as an individual listening to us. How do you feel? What kind of emotion are you expressing at the moment? Also, if you want to vent, is someone stepping on you? Did someone bust your bubble and that you want to, you know, just vent on the radio? We're here for you. So you can hit us up from this hour at 10 to 11. And from 11 o'clock to 12, we'll be having a family talk where we'll be having a part two of yesterday's conversation. So if you didn't have the opportunity to contribute yesterday, today is that time and that opportunity for you to contribute.
Absolutely right. The numbers haven't changed. You can call
0700 993 993 993, and then you can also call, if you're a woman, 01465 7190.
Do not forget to scream "What's up, Lagos?" and we'll say "Cheers to life." And if the scream is loud enough, we'll say "Yes, yes, yes." That's like giving you a thumbs up, double thumbs up as we proceed on the show today. Hi, Andrea. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I think I'm...
You're fine?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I'm happy. Okay. I'm at peace, right? I think that's how I feel right now. I'm happy. I'm at peace. And yeah, I think that's basically it. Positive energy. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Okay. I need to touch some of that. Yeah, I need money. I need money. I need money. Money, money, money.
So money is your... Wait, first.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I say I need money. That's my feeling.
No, wait. How are you feeling? Your feeling is the emotion.
Okay.
The emotion. How are you feeling?
Is money feeling emotional?
No. How are you feeling? Are you upset? Are you angry?
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Mm.
Are you sad?
Okay.
Are you restless? Are you anxious? Are you... What exactly are you feeling?
I think it's a bit of anxiety, you know. Absolutely. There's a bit of anxiety. I don't know, because of the end of the year. So my plan is not to get into the new year. I want to get into the new year without, you know, with a complete... The plans have been on ground. So I want to get into the new year without any distractions. Mm. So December has a way of, you know, distracting you from the fact that, you know, there is a new year coming. And it matters how you kickstart the new year.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people, it doesn't matter. Well, when the year comes, let's see how it goes. But for me, I believe that it matters how you kickstart, you know, from the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, tidying things up before January 1,
mm-hmm.
is I'm in between that period, and mm-hmm. it's almost looking overwhelming. And, you know, I guess that's why I said I need money.
Yeah.
So the emotion is a bit, there's a bit of anxiety. There's a bit of, you know, yeah, that's anxiety. Like, I really need to get
pressure?
This thing. Pressure? Yeah,
you're
a bit of pressure.
Kind of pressure.
Absolutely.
Do you usually have palpitations?
Of course, once in a while. Once in a while, normally. That's why I think the healing is not far. It's not money. It's money. Healing, you see, it is not. I know that counseling is amazing.
So
I know
let's
that
start
coaching
commanding
is amazing.
Money. Start coming.
Coming, or good morning.
Respond to me right now.
Money that added no sorrow. Money, you know, and then, yeah, there's also. Okay, let's leave that. But guys, that's my emotion right now. Oh, guys, how are you doing, guys? We like to hear from you. We like to know how you're feeling. We mean every word. Not like we're going to give you money, but at least, you know, somebody to hear from you, like, you know, how you're feeling. I feel better now that Andrea asked me the question, how I'm feeling. And, I was able to express myself and say the way it is. So, yeah, I feel better. So sometimes you just need to share to feel better.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. And then the female-only line is 01465-7190.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes! Chest alive!
Good morning, Godwin and Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today, man?
We're good.
We're good.
It's good to hear from you guys again for another beautiful day, you know.
It's beautiful to hear from you. Who do we have?
Okay, this is TY calling from VI.
TY, it's been a while.
Yeah. Actually, it's not easy to call in.
Yeah, we know.
A lot of, you just the whole world is trying this number, you know. Everybody just keep calling. I keep trying. What is not going through, man? It's not easy. You guys are doing a fantastic job. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, TY.
I appreciate you. Happy to hear.
Thank you so much. I'm wishing you guys the best festive season ever to remember.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, and you too.
Now, December is one month that, you know, comes naturally with us a lot of things. First of all, anniversary is in how many days? 5 days.
Is it 5 days?
No, wait, it's 6 days.
Is it
today's 7th, right?
Yes.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 7 days.
Oh, wow.
7 plus 7, that's 14, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so in 14 days, anniversary. And it's something worthy of note, worthy of celebration. You know, and I'm excited about that one, too. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Emmanuel is on the line. Hi, Ima. Oh, Emmanuel's gone. Come on, Emmanuel. Just, we're about taking you on. Well, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. And for ladies, you can call 01465-7190. Well, we'll take you another call. Hello, good morning. Ooh la la, turned on the volume on your radio, kill the volume dead if you've got to call. Well, let's see who's next. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What up, Lagos?
Just alive.
This Lake Wamchagam.
Hi, Lake. Oh boy.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome, sir. I feel you good.
I knew that I would know. Come on.
What's your name?
I, I go by the name P to the A to the P to the A to the T, Papa T.
Uh-huh. Papa T, P to the A to the P to the A to the P to the A to the T, Papa T.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yeah, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I'm a supporter, like I said the other time I called.
Oh. Wow.
And then what you guys are doing, you're really impacting many lives, and we really appreciate it. I mean, it might look to some people that it's just funny. It's not just funny. There are many, lot of lessons that somebody like me, I'm learning on each day that goes by. And I pray that God continues to strengthen you guys and continue to uphold and be with you guys in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
And I needed something. There was a certain time you were discussing about how long should relationships last before going into marriage. Then I quoted somebody, judge something. I want to go and pick that thing that I'm talking about from 2 days to something 6 years. He quoted somebody's name. I don't know if he can help me with that.
Okay, so judge something that you quoted someone.
Okay. No.
I can't remember the name of the person that she quoted. Like, the person was saying that from the second day to like 6 years, the stage. You look, I mean, you don't make decision within those days.
Okay.
I think I remember now. It's a certain counselor that talked about. Please turn on the volume on your radio.
Yeah, basically.
I think it was the day we talked about relationships.
That's
it says,
right.
Between 6 to 26 months. Yeah. 3 months to 26 months, I think.
Yeah.
That's when the sugar rush, you know, it's still ongoing.
Yeah.
You're still lovey-dovey with the partner.
Yeah.
And sometimes that could be not so good time to delve into, make decisions.
Because that time your head is...
Everything is still...
turning on you.
It's still very... you still have the dopamine rush and you're still... you know, feeling the feeling.
So more or less, you should wait for your eye to clear.
Yeah.
so that you make that decision with clear.
With clear, yeah, exactly.
It's kind of the thing the Yorubas say, you know, tabasukun kamarino.
The phone lines are buzzing off the hook. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
The lines are jamming. Indeed. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just the life indeed. Wow. Ooh la la.
My.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
You made it.
My voice.
I miss you. I miss your voice.
Oh, now Jonah, they talk from Ibuefo.
Jonah. The man in the belly of the fish.
Welcome.
Welcome indeed.
Love is what you. I see you in the dance for Instagram. And I say, wow.
I saw you, dancing on Instagram.
Okay.
So you are going to watch my wife behind my back?
No, she not be watched now. She's you're supposed to know that.
Why are you stammering? I'm just pulling your legs, Jonah.
You know, people now.
That's right. I'm just kidding, bro. All right. Good to hear from you, Jonah. It's been a while, really. Really good to hear from you.
Mr. Teke, no blessed day that WhatsApp Lagos is holding that I'm not trying.
Wow.
I will be trying to.
So I've cleared your doubts now.
Because now we get the vibe now.
Absolutely.
Now we get the vibe.
Absolutely.
You know, me, Mr. Kule, and the other man, now we get the vibe.
That's right.
I believe you.
But today, so whether they like or not, I must do what's up, Lagos.
That's right. We're happy that you connected today.
You guys are medicine. It's medicine to my life, seriously.
Thank you.
If I call what's up, Lagos, like, all the pressure is gone.
Uh-huh.
But once I say what's up, Lagos, everything don't go.
Thank you so much, Jonah. Appreciate you. Well, another amazing character joins us now.
Hello.
Top
of the day to you.
Oh.
That holy man from Kalahari Desert.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live!
Happy Christmas in advance.
Same to you.
I have not yet have my Christmas clothes, so, and I'm counting on you.
Yeah.
Thank you, I'm obliged. So be the father of the fatherless, the mother of the motherless, and the husband of the husbandless.
Okay.
So I'm looking out to you to have my portion for Christmas celebration. What do you say about that?
God will provide, and God will make it happen. Say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Ms. Aikwe.
When did you become the mother of the fatherless?
Mother of the motherless.
Hello.
And husband of the husband.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Odogboluma.
This is from Odogbo.
I knew it.
Welcome, SD.
You know my kingdom here, no wahala. Everything is easy.
We bless God.
For
even food to serve now, food they give everybody now. But we're not going to give those waiting for Lagos. Because Lagos, we don't like this.
Okay, which kind of food do you give people? What kind of food?
You see, cassava number one, that's fufu, gari, gari jabu. You don't know about before.
Everything you mentioned is still cassava at the end of the day. It's the only cassava you guys eat in the world. Thank you so much, AJ. Success is on the line from Sue Larry. Let's take Success quickly before we run for our next break. Hello, Success. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just alive!
Good morning, the Turkish.
Good morning!
I want to show that guy that it's not only him and the other guy.
Kankule.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's good. That's a good one. Thank you so much, Success. How's Sulari this morning?
Very well. Not too much. Anyway, it's just calm. The issue is that we are not even playing that season as if we are in the festive season at all.
Uh-huh.
So I think we are just in the middle of the month. Like, you know, I think we are in festive season.
Gozoni.
You are not meant at all.
It is
maybe
well.
The way the country is or whatever.
Okay.
It is well. Don't worry. Very soon. Everything will. Everywhere go manama.
Everywhere go stew, like they say.
All right.
Okay, we'll go on a short break.
No, in a minute?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think. Okay. We have a grandma, Ola.
Yinka.
Okay. Grandma Ola Yinka is calling from Ogba. Hello.
Hello, detectives.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, it's alive. Wow.
Our voice is not fit to go.
It's okay like that. That's
we
beautiful. Beautiful.
Wonderful program.
Thank you.
This is hot, very hot program. Let me tell you why I say hot. Because 1 year old boy gave me a nickname, Hot Mama.
Wow.
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 So this is hot, hot program.
Wow. Thank you so much, Grandma. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm happy. Let me copy.
Andrea.
Okay, no bad. Andrea, yes.
Well, for those joining us for the first time, and you're saying, guys, man, that was too long a break, guys. It's December. You know how it happens in December. So, guys, for now, you just manage the situation like this. Even though we don't hope that it changes, actually, low-key. We don't want you understand?
Someone sent a message here that says, please tell them that your salary depends on the alert, on the advert.
On the advert, yeah. Because some people are complaining. A lot of messages are coming in complaining about... limited time for us to talk. So that's why, you know, if you've got a minute to talk, just hit the nail
in the head.
Yeah, and then, you know, make your point so that we can take as many calls as possible as we proceed. And
it's 10:45 already, or rather 10:46, and that means the CUDA Game Show is live. Now, this part is brought to you by CUDA Microfinance Bank. And if you are tuning for the first time, we'll tell you how it runs after the break.
A message from the sponsor. Yes, indeed, CUDA free banking for you. And this segment, the CUDA Game Show, is sponsored by CUDA Microfinance Bank. Like you already know, every day someone is winning, some people are winning thousands of naira into their accounts. Not every account, but the CUDA account.
Right, so to qualify, you have to be the number five caller, that is the fifth caller, that yep. is caller number five.
That's right.
And then you also need to have your CUDA Microfinance Bank app downloaded, and it must be verified. And the way that you can be verified is by linking your BVN and your ID card, all right? And then if you're caller number five, when we say CUDA, you say Bank of the Freeze. That's simple. You say, we say to you, CUDA, and then you say back to us, Bank of the Free. And then if you are that lucky caller number five, you are guaranteed with 1,000 naira straight into your account. All right. And so when you win, answer the next question, you have 2,000 naira. The mm-hmm. third question, you have 5,000 naira. The fourth question, you have 7,000 naira. The fifth question, you have 10,000. The sixth, you have 13. The seventh, you have 15. And then the eighth, you have 17. And the ninth, 20,000. Naira. However, if you get one question wrong, you will go back to having just 1,000 naira. And you also have the opportunity to either bank it or play on. That is, if you have won up to like 7,000 naira, 10,000 naira, we're going to ask you, do you want to bank that money or you want to play on?
And you make that your life will be in your hands at that time. You know, you can play on a bank it. Anyways, let's get to the calls right now. Let's see who the first caller is. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Colin.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Balaji.
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Just alive. You're caller number one. We're the CUDA Game Show time, right?
All right.
Okay, all right, great. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You were caller number two. Thank you so much for calling. Hello. Turn down the volume on your radio, but you were caller number three. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. You were caller number four. Thank you for calling. All right. And then we have our lucky caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller number five.
Welcome. Congratulations, by the way.
CUDA.
Thank you. Yes, it is Rita.
All right, Rita.
Oh, Rita, you've played before.
Yes, but I was not giving the amount.
Rita, you have played before. You know, there's an instruction straightforward. If you've played before, do not waste our time to play. Let others try to play. All right, so there's an opening for that caller number five spot. If you've played before, do not call today. Do not call this week. If you've played last week or this week, hold on for others to try. You're not the only one. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Joy.
Oh, Joy. Where are you calling from?
From my papa.
Joy, you've played before, haven't you?
No. This is my first time.
Okay, do you have a CUDA account?
Yes, I do.
Is it activated?
Yes.
Joy, are you sure this is your first time I was playing? Because I'm checking, doing a check now.
Yes.
Okay, great. Congratulations, Joy. Welcome indeed. And you have a guaranteed 1,000 naira already in your account. Now, the question is, do you want to go on to play right now or just bank that out on the way?
Answer to play.
Okay, great. It's anyway guaranteed anyway, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, are you ready? Your time starts now.
Okay.
What is CUDA? A wallet, a bank, a savings app, a debit card?
A bank.
A bank. Congratulations. Your next question. CUDA Microfinance Bank is licensed by the A, Ministry of Finance, B, Central Bank of Nigeria, C, EFCC, and D, Nigeria Postal Service.
Central Bank of Nigeria.
All right, correct. Your next question, CUDA is on A, Android only, B, iOS only, C, Android and iOS only, and D, Android, iOS, and web.
Android, iOS, and web.
All right, congratulations. You've got that one correct. And let's see, you are on 7,000 naira right now.
Already.
So do you want to bank that 7,000 naira or you want us to continue playing? You have the opportunity to win up to 20,000 naira.
I want to bank it.
You want to bank it?
Joe, you sound very. I want to believe that you say if you've played before, that means you have wasted time. You're sure you've not played before, right?
I've not played before. Wow. Just call inside, that's me.
No, sir. Congratulations. Just hang on there. Someone will get your number, and you know, you just banked your 7K.
7,000 naira.
That's great. Great for you.
Congratulations, Joy. So let's see next to the second batch. All right.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number one. Good morning. Yeah, you're caller number two. I heard you. Hello, good morning. You are caller number three. Don't end the call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning. You're caller number four. Keep trying, man. I know you wish you were the one. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have?
Yeah. I'm Faith. I'm calling from Yanopaja.
Hi, Faith. Welcome. Is this your first time of playing the game?
Yes. First time caller.
You're caller number five. Congratulations indeed. Kuda.
Back of the free.
That's right. Great. So, your first time caller. Your name again?
I'm Faith.
Faith. Faith what?
Yes. Faith
Osereme. Omotekeve. I love that powerful name. So, Faith, your time starts right now to play. Turn down the volume on your radio set.
Okay. I'm not even close to my radio set.
But I can hear myself.
Okay.
Okay. Let's play, Faith. No.
I'm turning it down already.
Turn it down. If not, we're going to end the call.
Okay. I've turned it down already.
Great. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, your time starts now. Your first question. How many numbers does a CUDA sign-in pin have? A, 3, B, 4, C, 8, and D, 6.
6.
Correct.
Wow.
All right, your next question. You need two things to upgrade to CUDA account. What are they? A, BVN and utility bill. B, utility bill and signature. C, BVN and a valid ID. D, BVN and signature.
BVN and a valid ID.
All right, correct.
What? Wow. Wow. It's as if you are prepared. You came prepared.
All right, your next question. Your next question.
By the way, do you want to bank or continue?
How much do I have now?
You have 5,000.
I think I want to bank it.
No time to check time.
I want to bank it.
All right.
All right, hang on there. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Someone will have your contact right now.
Just hang in. Someone will get your number. All right. All right. I mean, she does let the worry in her to direct her path. Someone get Faith's number right now. I mean, you're keeping us. All right. We'll go to the next round quickly and see if we have yet another. So far, so good. Two winners. That's so beautiful.
I mean, that's impressive.
Can someone guess Faith's number? Is someone there to get Faith's number? Okay. Just hang on there. Don't end the call, please, Faith.
All right.
Just hold on a bit. All right. We're still waiting. Oh, boy. Anyways. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're caller number one. Keep trying. Hello. You're caller number two. Good morning. You're caller number two. Keep trying. Hello.
Hello.
You're caller number three. Keep trying. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're caller number four. Keep trying. And let's see.
Good morning, Tekes.
Good morning.
Congratulations. You're caller number five. What's your name? Hi. Where are you calling from?
This is Bolaji from
Midalag. Welcome, Bolaji.
Bolaji Padawa. Came back.
Yes, back again.
All right, Bolaji, congratulations. By the way, first of all, CUDA.
Yes?
You say Bank of the Free.
I didn't get it. What did you say?
When we say CUDA, you say Bank of the Free. Please, next time I won't tell you. You just disqualify straight up.
That's all like right, that's like the password. Okay, yes, so Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Great. So Bolaji, you have guaranteed 1,000 naira. Are you ready to play?
Let's play.
Okay, your time starts now. Your first question: how many free transfers does Kuda give every month? A 40, B unlimited, C 25, and D 2.
25.
Ah, correct.
That's correct.
Correct.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Your second question: how many numbers does a Kuda sign-in pin have? A 3, B 4, C 8, and D 6.
6.
Correct. Congratulations, you got that
Thank
one
you.
Correct. Okay, another question. One of the following is a way to save automatically with Kuda. A, spend and run. B, save and spend. C, spend to save. And D, spend and save.
Say one that again.
I said one of the following is a way to save automatically with Kuda. A, spend and run. B, save and spend. C, spend to save. And D, spend and save.
That's D, spend and save.
Spend and save?
Yeah.
Aha, correct.
All right, so you have 5,000 naira right now and 7,000 naira. Do you want to bank it or... continue playing.
Let me see. Let me go around.
Let's go all right.
Okay. Remember, if you get it wrong, you go back to zero.
Okay.
To 1,000 naira, sorry. All right.
Okay. What is the website of the Kuda web app? A, kuda.kuda.com. B, app.kuda.com. And C, web.kuda.com. And D, hello.kuda.com.
App.kuda.com.
Wow! Congratulations! Wow.
For the first time, we have a 10,000 naira winner. So your time is up, and congratulations. That means you have to bank that 10,000 naira. Hang on there, someone will get your number.
Welcome back. Lagos is 11:06 on the clock right here. And of course, the Family Talk is live. We had a conversation yesterday. We're talking about bullying. And we wanted to find out what are the common causes of bullying and how can we reduce the menace to the barest minimum, especially in schools. We established the fact that bullying happens everywhere. It could happen in the home. It could happen at workplace. It could happen anywhere. But we also mentioned that it's very prevalent in the school environment. And so this brings us to more or less a wake-up call to school authorities to do something about it. And today, maybe our conversation or during the conversation, we will spark up some ideas here and there or strategies as to how schools can help curb this menace of bullying.
That's right. We're also asking you in a side opinion about... you know, this, of course, I take it a cue from this recent happening of bullying in with Sylvester. We took the life of this young 12-year-old Sylvester, which, of course, a lot of people have been talking about. Something also emanated on the social media yesterday, which was said to be a PTA meeting with parents and, of course, teachers of that particular school. And some other parents were even, you know, at the time complaining about that their children had experienced the same, only that the kid did not die. And there was a parent who was so furious and saying that. So we're not necessarily addressing that particular happening, but just to buttress the fact that, like we mentioned yesterday, it is a happening. It's become a common happening in every single school, you know, not especially boarding schools. And we want to find out how can we curb or reduce this to the barest minimum. We also established the fact that most of these happenings are as a result of children who are coming from dysfunctional homes. So, you know, talking about it, how we can be curbed in school, somehow you touch again on the role of parents, especially at home, and the role of the teachers, the role of school owners, and the authorities generally.
And I remember yesterday we also mentioned the guidance and counseling sector or department in schools. How strong are they? Because, I mean, these children, if they cannot share their deepest fears with their parents, the nearest person they would want to or most likely share it with is their guardian or their teacher or the counselor counselor in school. So how strong is the counseling sector or the counseling department or guidance department in these schools to have that, you know, relationship with their students where that they can open up to their students or to their teacher or their counselor to tell them, okay, this is what I'm experiencing here and this is what I'm experiencing with this person, with my classmate or with my friend in school.
That's right. So we got Lagos. If you're listening to us, you can join the conversation now and call us on 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 01465-7190 if you are a lady. And you can send a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. This is part two of the conversation. Even if you have an opportunity to talk yesterday, now you do have. How can we reduce this incidence of bullying in our society, specifically in schools?
In schools. So, one of my colleague, right, posted something on her Twitter page. Apparently, she's a parent, and she said a certain day, her daughter came home and told her that her friends has said they don't want to play with her anymore. Her friends don't want to talk to her anymore. They don't want to be friends with her anymore. And she felt, what's the matter? And then she called the school and said she was going to come to pick her daughter up by herself and not using the school bus to get to her.
Yeah.
And then when she went to the school, she went straight to her daughter's classroom and sat with her daughter and asked the daughter and called all her daughter's schoolmates and said, so show me the people that said they don't want to be friends with you anymore. And all of them rose their hand up and said they don't want to be friends with her. And, you know, she felt bad. Like, what? Why? And then she had to confront them and say, okay, tell me why you don't want to be friends with, she mentioned her daughter's name. And they all said, she's always bullied. Not, they didn't use the word bullying. She's not friends with us. She doesn't know how to say sorry. And now, apparently, her daughter is the bully this time.
Wow.
Right? And that's why they don't want to be friends with her. Now, she had to sit them down, talk to them, especially her daughter, in front of all of them, to educate her that what she might be doing to her fellow classmates or her friends is bullying. That's and right. Because of her character to her friends, that's the reason they don't want to be friends with her. And that just made a whole difference. And after that, I think she asked them, okay, who wants to be friends with her again? And they all rose their hand up again, saying they would be friends with her.
So that's the role of a parent.
Absolutely.
So when we talk about stopping bullying in school, even though it's in school, the responsibility is not just in the hands of the school authorities, even though they have a major role to play. The teachers, even though they also have a role to play, the counseling department. Now, the parents, it's a joint. That's what PTA should be addressing. That's what the PTA meeting should be addressing. The parents also have a role to play. Imagine if the parents in that situation did not take it seriously. Or maybe just say, what
just
do you
ignored,
mean?
Yeah.
You guys just hate my child because she's special. That's why you're doing this. Imagine what that would have done to the child.
We have Ngozi on the line. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hello,
Chester. Chester alive. Welcome.
This incident of the door, I think they'd be confined. I think, number one, Mr. Collins, discipline. We lack in this part of the society these days. Many schools don't have that willpower, especially the private schools, to discipline children. Secondly, the home front. Many parents have abandoned their parental duty on their kids, raising these kids. But sometimes, the way I see it, I said, you can't give what you don't have. When you check some of these parents, they are also bullies in their own way. And some of these innocent children pick up this attitude from their parents. Some pick it up from cartoons, some movies they watch that they are exposed to. I once asked a friend, I said, when we were arguing about not allowing underage child watch a certain movie, and she was making me to understand that there is nothing actually there. And I said, no. This thing about bullying, a child could also pick it up in movies that are not meant for them.
That's right.
When you see some violent scenes or some things that these children watch,
that their age, they cannot process this information.
Mm.
It could be used in a negative way. That's why they censor film. Mm-hmm. That's why they censor some of those things to keep children away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But what you see these days, the parents are not there to monitor what goes into these kids. The internet is also another point. These kids, this generation, are exposed to a lot of harm, and nobody monitors this thing. So I would advise any school that is willing to put up a boarding facility should be given rules and guidelines, and they should be followed.
Mm.
CCTV cameras should be put in these boarding schools. Yes, one could say you are violating their rights by putting cameras in their room, but Mr. Collins, I tell you, it has gotten to that time that we need to put these cameras to monitor what goes on when the school is over. Then lastly, a government should set up like a guardian counseling unit. Aside being in the school, I attended a government secondary school way back, and I know we had a guardian counselor there way back as at 2000 and something. And we have these people there, and we made use of them. So I think it's time to step up. Aside the ones in school, there should be every state to have a guardian counseling unit. Many schools are meant to report extreme cases of bullying.
Right. Well,
okay.
A lot of points there in
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Oh, good morning, Andre. Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Just alive.
Oh, wow. Glorious people, man. Love you, man.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm Adeo Godevit.
Welcome.
I love what you two are doing.
Thank you.
Concerning this bullying of a teen, I also remember when I was in secondary school. In fact, it's until when I become an adult, I knew that is the meaning of bully.
Hmm.
You know, there was this guy in my school there, and he was always doing all non-commonsensical things with me. And, you know, I don't want to be a street fighter, whatever. And, you know, he will blow me, he will do, even at the time he injured me.
Hmm.
I cannot tell to anybody.
Wow.
So please, the government should see to it that this matter is followed up properly,
uh-huh.
and all the culprits must be brought to book, no matter what who they are.
Mm.
Because I learned from the news that those people, the children, some of them have been flown abroad.
Mm.
Whosoever they be, they must be brought to book. God will bless you. You people are doing a great work.
Mm.
And I also love your program. I cannot afford to miss it for a day.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
it. Collins.
Yeah.
Collins.
Yes, sir.
You must have lived very long in Lagos. So.
Why did he say so?
I know you know the news and cranes of Lagos. You speak your man like no man business.
We work out small. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Well, Esther is on the line waiting.
Hello.
Hi, Colin. Good morning. Take care.
Good morning.
I would have loved to sing, but I'm not really in the mood. I'm not happy with this whole thing.
Mm. Yeah,
I would just like to quickly share something with you guys. I think this thing is a call to all business owners in Lagos, in Nigeria as a whole. Whatever business you are doing that you involve lives and you're already making billions, please involve the right people there. Your PR must be on point. Everything must be on point.
That's right.
I remember my uncle, he school on the mainland. Anytime the parents, there's the PTF set up, the parents tried to hijack the PTF, that's Parents Teacher Forum.
Hmm.
And this one stood up and he stood against it. He said, no, if a child is bad, the child leaves.
Hmm.
And I would complain to my uncle that why will you just send this child or can't you just send a correctional unit for them to be corrected? And he said, no, you don't understand. I have people from different backgrounds in this school. I will not allow just a child to come and ruin my business. He will leave. And the parents will start up. They will stand up and stand against him.
Hmm.
So he tried to just take. Then the school that set up something that, okay, it's like this PTF meeting.
has been totally hijacked by the parents. Mm. And this is what they do in all schools in Lekki. Mm. The CMT should not be totally hijacked by parents.
Okay.
The teachers should be involved. The school authority should still be in charge of it.
Mm.
You should not just give it to the, in the hands of the parents.
Mm.
Because these guys set up calculus and the rest. And that's where the problem comes from. They cannot talk. They cannot speak.
Mm.
It's not only the UNAF fault, but they're not able to take their place in this whole thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, collaboration between the parents and the school authorities.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah. I'm really not happy about this, about this, this case.
Yeah.
When I was in, I could remember when I was in JS3, I attended one of the unity schools in Lagos.
Right.
I was being bullied. There were some parents, even if, for the fact that I was a day student, I was being bullied.
Wow.
But the thing here is that some of all these schools, I don't know what kind of corrective or disciplinary measures they give to their children or to the people when they falter, when they do something that is not right. Do they even correct them? Do they, like, do they, because I could remember when we were small, they used to flog us in school very well if you misbehave.
Mm.
By the time you remember being, that you're going to come out in front of the assembly, you'll be flogged, you'll be disciplined.
Yeah.
Then they will take you to the GNC office to be talked to seriously.
Mm.
You will now have to do some kind of things.
That's right. So you're saying that discipline, lack of discipline, has also promoted bullying.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, your point is lack of discipline in schools today has promoted bullying, right?
Yes, yes. It is, I don't think they, because by, there are some times you will even hear that a teacher flogged a child. I mean, it will cause problem.
Mm.
But I could remember then when we were in school, if you are being flogged in school, your father will even come and even say, yes, thank you very much for disciplining my child.
Mm.
But these days it doesn't happen anymore.
Mm.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, Nonso, and thanks for being a first-time caller. Another first-time caller is there.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Adeola. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, the story is honestly pathetic. And I am talking like as a parent, I have a child in the boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
What I really see is that the onus goes on to the guardian number one,
mm-hmm.
and the school authority. What I see in all this boarding school is that some of these guidance is their negligence.
Mm.
Sometimes you go to them, after giving one or two things to them again, they do as if the child's life depends on them. What I mean is that the attitude that they portray sometimes makes the child not to even tell them something. We call somebody a guider. Sometimes before we have access to this child, it is the guider that they talk to. And sometimes if I go to my child and I ask, okay, what is the issue? He will tell me that he cannot tell his guider some things, and he will tell me.
Mm.
So instead of him now relating to the guardian, because of the shout, they shout on them,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes the shadow, go, does go, and all this, so it makes them not to like relate to the guardian.
Mm.
When we were growing up, we realized that we hurt like tell more things to our guardian even before we tell anything to our parents.
Mm.
So I just want the federal government, it should be a circular by now, to all federal or private school boarding schools, to make sure that the students open up to their guardian,
mm-hmm.
and even to their housemaster. For this all happened in Dowen College, I realized that I heard that the child, they've been complaining, not now. Before now, but it's negligent. Sometimes this child will not be able to say this because the way they shout at them. This is a pathetic story that the federal government itself need to be, federal Ministry of Education, they need to get involved.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you
so very much. Appreciate it.
All right. We have CY also on the line, and CY is calling from VI. Hi, CY.
Hi, Andrea.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Yeah, quick one, please. Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that is happening, this is not the first time. This has been going on in our society. I was a victim of this bullying back then in my secondary school days. You know, back then our secondary school day, we used to have a day called 11-11.
Yeah.
The senior will come to our class and beat us, and they call it a Foxy's birthday.
Oh, wow.
So they are celebrating our birthday. And I was so scared of that day, you know. It was to the extent that most of my friends were dropping out of school because they were afraid of the beating in school there. Even the teacher were beating us, and the students also were bullying us. Even to a point, my mom fought with one of the teachers because the man flogged me so much. The whole of my back was gushing out with blood.
Wow.
Because of I failed his test.
Wow.
You know, to tell you how serious it was. And to the extent, I was putting on like 3 short knickers of my bonbon. As you will see my bonbon so big. to prevent the cane, you know. So this thing has been going on in our society. It's something that everybody needs to pay attention to.
That's right.
You know, and as for the case of this this young boy that lost his life,
yeah.
I think from the this thing I read, the boy has been complaining that he want to leave the school, and then the parents were not paying attention. You know, parents also need to pay attention to their children when they are complaining of something. They need to ask questions. And some parents are also careless. You just go because it's a boarding school, you just go and drop your child. You don't go there.
Yes, indeed. We're family. Welcome back. What a break that was. Like we say again, you get used to this in December, all right? And we have plenty of these breaks like that. You know, as far as salary is complete, we're good. But hey, apologies. So when you get to the point to make a contribution, go straight to the point, make it a minute so that we can take as many calls as possible. We are continuing our conversation on bullying in schools, specifically how we can curb it, where, who is to do what, what role do you have to play? The family, the parents, the school teachers, the school authorities, the students themselves. And we're also streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. You can drop your comments there.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
You are talking about bullying, right?
That's right.
A lot of these Agbero people and a conductor, what can the federal government do about it? Because Agbero people used to bully everybody around them. And everybody think everything is all right.
That's a good point, but that's not our focus, but it's true. There's bullying everywhere in the society, not just Agbero. They're bullying everywhere in the office. But we're talking specifically in schools because it involves children. And, you know, it's becoming alarming. It's an experience. Most of us experienced it even as kids in school.
Yeah.
And nothing was done about it because it became something normal.
Mm-hmm.
It has gone beyond normal now. It's become the norm. In fact, that's the same thing. But it has become like more or less like, yeah, it's a general thing. Everyone experiences it. So it's not a big deal. Perhaps that's why this guy's case, you know, got to the extreme that he had to lose his life. But let's talk how we can deal with this. Agbero ko, Agbero ni.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay. What's your name?
Yeah, thank you. My name is Aniola.
Okay.
Okay, am I on the program now?
You're
I'd like to add my voice to the... contribute to the discussion on
go ahead you're live on air.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so it's quite unfortunate that things like these are happening in our boarding house.
Mm-hmm.
That facility is meant to shape children and make them better and have value to the society as a whole, you know, to train them to a level that you can attain independence. I'm a proud product of the Unity School, and I know that back then, if I recall, about 30 years back, this issue of bullying is a common thing. And in fact, the school authorities, schools generally need to do a lot of work. What I say do a lot of work, I mean, you need to have, it's not enough to even have a counseling department.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say this is I recall that in our time then, we had one.
But it's not allowed. You have to make it a point of duty to have a periodic evaluation of every single pupil in the school.
That's right.
It's going to go a long way because quite a number of times when people are bullied, they withdraw. Naturally, they withdraw.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't want to talk to you, so you need to bring them out of their shell.
Mm-hmm.
Until you do that, you might not even know what is going on with these children. So if you have a counseling unit, you set it up such that they have a contact with the child or with this, with everyone at every point in time on a periodic basis. The world is advanced now. You could have cameras everywhere and take records. I'll tell you what, when we were in school, there are two things. Even the guardian, the school will not say that they do not know. Because they are common sense. For instance, when we were junior students, we were referred to as fox. And the senior ones were called masters. So, and that's a trend. You go to the dining hall, the senior one would have to bully you and get your portion of the food. Kids get emaciated and all that. You know, these are things that if the school is sensitive enough, they will know.
Right. I mean, I take that point where he says specifically that the periodic evaluation or check of every single student, because you asked a number of questions earlier that have to do with how many of these parents actually do proper investigation or finding or research about the school that put their children, and how many of these schools do pay attention to every student. Is it all about that number of students you have or how much quality you give them in terms of, you know, attention? I mean, very valid point there.
It's 11:45 and right now is this segment, this part of the show is sponsored by Land Lotto. And of course, we have Deals Plug here to give us a full breakdown. But before Deals Plug, we have a call in the line. Hello.
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 Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Timmy.
Oh, sorry. Good morning.
You're welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers. Cheers. Alive.
My take is, I believe it starts from the house, from the home, like the parents. Because a lot of times you push it to the school and the this. But even though they're in boarding house, because bullying doesn't really happen in boarding house. It happens for day students, too.
Yeah.
And I believe it's the parent of both the bully and the bullying, of the bullied, you know, notice that, look, my child is more aggressive, or my child is more withdrawn, or, you know, or have a relationship with a child where they will come talk to you so that they can tell you when things, because a lot of people are so busy now, you know, they just, oh yeah, in school, okay, how was school, this, they don't take time to talk to their kids, but they don't know what's happening, if the child is being, you know, if the child is having a good time in school, you know, is being bullied, or, you know, it's having a difficult time.
Yeah.
So I believe it starts from home before, you know, we dump everything on the school that the school should, I mean, the school should have things in place, but it starts from the home. The parents have to be more involved and in touch and have better relationships with children.
Makes sense.
Well said, indeed. Wow.
Right, Deuce Blog is here. Hi.
Hola.
Give us the lowdown.
Yeah.
You win every day with Land Lotto.
That's right. Well, back to our conversation, which was still very much about bullying, and we're taking more comments on Facebook, where we're streaming a while ago, before we ended just a second. I hope they restart the stream, because a lot of comments are still there.
We have quite a number of WhatsApp messages.
Shall
and yes, Aya from Manchester here says, hello, the techies. I believe any parent that kept their words, or they keep their word, in boarding schools during this time of insecurity are not careful enough. Why not reach schools have CCTVs? It's also good to be your child's friend so that they tell you if he is facing any bullying at school.
That's right.
Okay, another here says, this is coming from Daddy Clinting from Badore, says, good morning, the tech. Is a problem this private school would cause is just brewing. The good days where discipline was a norm, but not now anymore. Imagine where a student caned for indiscipline. The next day, the parent will come to that school yelling. All these are results of societal issues. Let's go back to the drawing board. Thank you. That's what he said. Okay, let me see.
But Saeed Abiola has a message on Facebook here. It says, bullying in schools are is all over the world. Parents and families are part of the cause due to the status in society or many more other reasons. That status battle.
Right. And talking about that, someone sent in a message yesterday. He said he is an alumni of the particular school that had this incident. And he mentioned something that could resonate with that message just now. He said, hello, I think his name is Namdi from Festac. He says, good morning, the techers in the studio. I finished from Doen College in 2007. The level of oppression among students was very crazy, not just physically, but materially. Even amongst the children of the rich, it was crazy. You were made to feel inferior if you were not up to date with the latest gadgets or fashion accessories. My parents were very strict, and we always felt like we didn't belong to them. Wow.
You see that challenge? You know, my Peking bit, oh, we have more money. It's a common thing in the society.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an African thing, and it's a poverty mentality, just to say the least. It's totally poverty mentality, if you understand. You know, we're a third world country. No matter how rich you are a third worlder. Even if you have a second home, even if you have, you know, what do you call it? You know, your citizenship in another country. The fact that this is your first home and this is where Nigeria is, you're Nigerian, right? You're black, you're African, you're a third worlder. The meaning of that is there's a lot of work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, about status wise, as far as Africa is concerned. So, I will explain that maybe some other time, but hey. Just annoyed about that.
All right, Raphael from Ejibo says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. Regarding the topic bullying, it says bullying happens in every school, mostly in public and boarding schools. I could remember one senior that will tell you not to come to school for 1 week simply because he is not happy with you. You will now be confused of what to do because he has already threatened you if you talk. Honestly, I think it's high time the government enacts some laws to tackle this, and also so children should be enlightened, because I didn't know then that I was being bullied. And I think this is a very vital point.
Yeah.
Sensitization, right? Having seminars, having a talk, having to teach, educate the students themselves that what bullying is.
Yeah.
That could help them understand that, okay, I am being bullied.
That's right.
The person who is the bully understand that they are bullying people.
Yeah.
Because they might not even know. In fact, the person who is being a bully does not know that they're of course, they don't know that they're a bully, right? It just feels, it's a thing, that's what I see my parents do. Oh, that's what I see on television. I just want to, I'm
they
a senior.
Prove that I'm strong.
I'm strong. Oh, I'm bigger, they've given me authority in the school, so how about I, you know, execute it? So most times they do not know that what they're exhibiting it's termed bullying. So yes, very vital that enlightenment and education, educating the students what bullying is about is very vital.
That's right. Godwin Akomaye says, this is not the work of the teachers alone. It starts from home, with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rachel Chairman said, copy kind of Western lifestyle breed what we see today as bullying.
Okay.
That was a copy of it. I said, bullying is not only for students, but also teachers. Teachers sometimes bully students.
True, I agree.
So
I agree.
We take a message from our sponsor, Lanloto, and then we take the last set of messages and possibly a number of calls as we wrap up the conversation on bullying today on The Family Talk. All right, thanks to Lanloto for sponsoring this last 15 minutes of the show. And like you heard, you win every day with Lanloto. Let's quickly get to the phone lines and take the last set of calls as we wrap up our conversation on bullying and how we can curb bullying in schools. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos, to you? Are you there? Okay, let's get back to WhatsApp and take some messages while we get to take Daniel's call, which is coming up right now. Okay, Daniel is calling from Okuku, Michael. Hello, Daniel. Good morning. Good morning, Daniel.
How are you today?
Great. What's up, Lagos?
Look, please, let me come from another angle.
All right, go ahead.
We've dealt too much on this Doen College palava wahala. I do the Igbo man will say, how put this in your heart?
But I'm not. We're not talking about that.
Let us talk about the 8 children that died in Siena.
No, we're talking. We're talking bullying. We're not talking about Darwin College. It's just one of the cases.
Bullying is everywhere in the society.
So we should not talk about it.
Huh?
So it's not. We should not talk about it because it's everywhere.
I didn't say you shouldn't talk about it, but it's become too much. Let us talk about the 8 children. I don't look. Bullying is everywhere. If I step out of my house now, believe me, before I get to the bus stop, I'll be bullied by the Okada man, by the policeman, by the road safety, everybody.
But does it make it right? Does it make it right? Does it make it okay?
Look, we know it's not right, but the authorities are not prepared to do anything. All these things we are doing here is blowing hot air, for God's sake. They are not prepared to do anything. They don't even want to help the populace. They don't want to help the citizenry. They feel they are on top. They are nothing will touch them. Now it has started touching them. Now they are making noise.
All right. Thank you very much. You've made your point. Okay. Please, that's a bit of an insensitive comment to make. That is too much. If that happened to your child, you wouldn't talk this way. And about the story of what you talked about, the Siena story and all that, it's been in the news. We've talked about it. Because it wasn't made a topic on the show, doesn't mean we're not talking about it. Besides, how do you hear about it if we're not talking about it?
Aside this particular conversation on bullying, remember we've had it twice on the show.
More than twice, maybe like three times.
Right.
Before now.
We're talking about it right now means that it is a call to attention. It's a call to do something about it.
Absolutely.
Right.
And talking that way will not do anything about it, saying that the government has not... Government what? Everything is on the government's foot. Government has a role to play. We have roles to play as parents. We have roles to play as teachers, as members of the society. And that's why this conversation is important. You talked about sensitization before on that break. Very key.
Very, very vital.
Especially sensitizing kids to know what bullying is.